Radio Daily. For the halfway point of the week. See? The beginning of September? It's not that bad yet, is it? Is it? Is it? Eh, I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it all out as we go along. Welcome to the 2nd of September. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. And you know, any other year, this would be Labor Day. But it's a weird year, so that's not what's going to happen today. What's going to happen today is that you got a couple folks bringing you the show today. One is going to give you the warning right up front that there's podcasting for a secret.
Boy, this sounds like more trouble than a moose on the interstate.
No. It makes perfect sense if you think about it. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
My sources from beyond the grave say proceed.
And we shall... happen today, sir.
On 1666, the Great Fire of London breaks out and burns for 3 days, destroying 10,000 buildings, including St. Paul's Cathedral.
1752, Great Britain adopts the Gregorian calendar nearly 2 centuries later than most of Western Europe, proving again that time simply doesn't exist.
1789, the United States Department of the Treasury is founded.
1859, a solar superstorm affects electrical telegraph service.
1901, Vice President of the United States Theodore Roosevelt utters the famous phrase, "Speak softly and carry a big stick," at the Minnesota State Fair.
Later he said, "No, you misunderstood me." 1938, the first railroad car to be equipped with a fluorescent lighting was put in operation in New York Central Railroad, because that's what trains needed to go faster.
1961, the USSR resumed a nuclear weapons testing. Test ban treaty negotiations had failed with the U.S. and Britain when the three nations could not agree upon the nature and frequency of on-site inspections.
1963, CBS Evening News becomes U.S. network television's first half-hour weeknight news broadcast when the show is lengthened from 15 to 30 minutes.
1969, NBC TV cancels Star Trek.
No! Wonder what ever happened to it. 1970, NASA announces the cancellation of 2 Apollo missions to the moon, Apollo 15, the designation reused by a later mission, and Apollo 19, which would have been a very crappy sequel to a very crappy movie.
And 1985, it was announced that the Titanic had been found on September 1st by a U.S. and French expedition 560 miles off Newfoundland. The luxury liner had been missing for 73 years.
So they found it yesterday but waited to tell everybody? That seems like a dick move. Birthdays?
Well, they wanted to make sure.
Oh, fair enough.
MC Chris, 45, played MC P-Pants in Aqua Teen Hunger Force and is a fantastic nerdcore rapper.
Cynthia Watros is 52. That's Kelly and Drew Carey, Libby on Lost, and Aaron in Titus.
Yeah. Kristen Cloak, 52, Shane in Space Above and Beyond, Laura in Millennium and Final Destination.
Mark Harmon is 69 years of age from St. Elsewhere, Summer School, NCIS, and was Superman in Crisis on Two Earths.
Walt Simonson, 74, comic writer and artist, X-Factor and Fantastic Four, Detective Comics, Manhunter, Metal Men, Star Wars, Alien, Battlestar Galactica, and RoboCop versus Terminator.
Mary Jo Catlett is 82, that's Pearl on Different Strokes, and you probably best know her as Mrs. Puff on SpongeBob.
Wednesday, no longer with us, 1915, Meinhard Raibe portrayed the coroner who certified the death of the Wicked Witch of the East.
1919, Marge championed the model for Snow White, the Blue Fairy in Pinocchio, and Hyacinth Hippo in Fantasia.
1929, Hal Ashby from Harold and Maude, Shampoo, and Being There.
1937, Lynn Carlson, Canadian voice actor. He was Ganon in the Zelda cartoon series, and Senator Kelly in X-Men, as well as being Swamp Thing. And he was amazing.
In 1946, Louis Avelo from Electric Company, Hot Stuff, and The Ringer.
And The Ringer, always a film.
To CBS, we've got a new Big Brother. The 5 last competitors face their final obstacle to earn the coveted $200,000 prize as their loved ones cheer for them along the way on the finale of Tough as Nails that I never knew was a show.
Yeah, shouldn't we have mentioned that before? ABC's got rerun of The Conners, rerun of American Housewife, rerun of Goldbergs. It's a bunch of reruns tonight. That's all.
NBC results show number 4 on a new America's Got Talent, rerun of Ellen's Game of Games, and Chicago PID.
Fox has a rerun of MasterChef and a rerun of MasterChef.
CW has a rerun of The 100, and Jenny finds her personal life and work life merging in a dreadful way when she and Ross host a Thanksgiving celebration at home with her father.
Oh, on that show. Fantastic. Freeform is showing Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, which is the not good version.
AMC has G.I. Jane, and if you don't like it, well, you can suck my...
Hey, Master Chief, hold on. FX has a Purge Marathon, or as it's known, looking out the window.
So you can binge the Purge. Yeah, okay. FXX has Triple X, Return of Xander Cage.
FXM has Atomic Blonde.
That's a lot of fun. IFC has The Expendables 2.
BBC America has Jurassic Park 3. Alan, you heard it. I didn't have to say it. You heard it in your head.
Siffy has John Wick, Chapter 2.
TBS with a new Full Frontal with Samantha Bee. One day, it'll live up to that promise.
TNT has The Magnificent Seven, probably the new one.
Yeah. True TV is showing grown-ups because, you know, someone has to, apparently.
USA has WWE NXT, brother.
Yeah, but tonight we're going to be watching the Lifetime Movie Network as a district attorney prosecutes a man accused of murdering his wife, and she becomes overwhelmed with memories of her own mother's death, and she realizes she may have been murdered and must find out the truth about the past. Bree Williamson, Emilia Baronic, and Primo Allen star in Deadly Second Chances.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what Chad and Abby are up to now. If you know what TV show they're on this week, you could win yourself a prize. It's your Further Adventures of Chad and Abby update. Xander starts a room with a Mr. Abe lost an eye fighting in World War II, and Gabby promises everyone is going to get to meet her mysterious fiancé from Chicago at a birthday party. And being a sitcom, you know it goes all horribly and wackily wrong. Gabby goes from feeling like something special to something off the rack. Seems those still waters burn, but this will not put her down. She will go back to the future. Hashtag Chabby. Forever.
Don't you have a letter to read or something?
Hi, geeks. It's thanks to a salute to Jeffrey Coombs on Screaming Soup, the horror movie review series on YouTube that's also part of MST3K, that I recognized his name. It is remarkable he's not a bigger star. What injustice. Good you met him, and good that he recorded an ad spot for you. Ah, he must have been using a pseudonym. Yes, why can't we have more Flaming Carrot? I have several issues and love that comic. Of course you do. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Non-cultural nonsense is more than okay. You've already proven yourselves, and the main goal is to cheer people and keep them going. Thanks for everything. Hey, did anyone else hear a variation on the Hogan's Hero theme and the music for Ralph Bashke's Fire and Ice? Well, now that you say it. I'm home, and Dogcatcher is stopping after each podcast episode, so I'm able to choose what plays next. On to the 28 August episode. Stay safe. That is from Bill. Well, always, safe podcasting is the only way to go. Woo! I'm a few days early as I'm starting my listening on Tuesday. I feel accomplished. Chabby, you're on. I hadn't realized this show had been made, and from the episode count, I don't think anyone else has either. Well, actually, I watched every episode when it came on. Also, HR has some questions for me since I use my work computer to search for staying awake at work. You could have given them something really fun to look at. And if you ever want to use the censor button, yeah, you might not have to. My kids have all heard those words. Those of you who have joined the Friday Night Jackbox games know. The dating rule came from a now-defunct podcast called Sex is Fun, which ran from 2009 to 2011. I believe it was based on a Minneapolis sex-positive store called The Smitten Kitten. Really fun shop, super fun podcast that I miss. Anyway, the main rule of dating that came from the show was, don't stick your dick in crazy. It seemed like a good message to teach the kids. For example, crazy is going to call you at 3 a.m. or swing by your work unannounced to see if you're actually where you said you'd be. Man, if you come into my work unannounced, you better be bringing me a sandwich. Love rocket launchers and sandwiches. That is from Drace.
At the very least, some lasagna.
Right? Drop us a note, won't you? Please let us know the kinds of things you're teaching your children. It's podcast at geekradiodaily.com. Or, of course, you can send a voicemail. You can send a text message. All you need are the numbers, and those are
510-GRD-CROW.
You know, there's a million fine-looking women in the world, dude, but they don't all bring you lasagna at work. Most of them just cheat on you.
Hi, boys, girls, and friends beyond the binary. I'm Matricula, a birthday clown for all ages that are 18 and up. Join me around the campfire to sing songs full of youthful nostalgia, like The Magic and Save a Horse, Ride a Time Lord. I also host the Nasty Woman Knitting Circle, where we knit cozies and other items for charity fundraisers. Catch me live on twitch.tv/METRICULA. See you there.
Hi, this is the actually famous Billy Flynn, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. Bang!
So mean.
Well, I mean, is it mean if it's true? Probably. I'm going to go with that. Someone.
He's not more famous than me.
Someone comfort me.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
It's that time of the week again. Time to get some books. What's available at the shop, sir?
From Detective Comics, we've got Deceased, Dead Planet number 3 of 7, Shazam number 14, Strange Adventures 5 of 12, and a billionaire falls out of the sky and is gruesomely skewered on a church spire. Bizarrely, angel wings are attached to his back. More follow until, hallelujah, it's raining businessmen. Detective Aisha Bukhari is stumped by this until she's visited by her childhood friend, the cult investigator John Constantine, who discovers a link between the falling elite and a shocking moment in his and Aisha's misspent youth in Hellblazer Rise and Fall 1 of 3.
Childhood friend, and she's still alive. Marvel Comics, it's Black Widow #1. Empire wraps up at 6. Ravencroft's at 4 or 5. And the Marvel Zombies rise again! When the corpse of Galactus reaches planet Earth carrying a cannibalistic virus, Spider-Man and a ragtag group of heroes struggle to save survivors and uncover the truth in Marvel Zombies Resurrection 1 of 4.
From Aftershock Comics, we've got Disaster Incorporated #3, Lonely Receiver #1. From Boom Studios, we've got Buffy the Vampire Slayer #17, King of Nowhere wrapping up its 5-issue series, and Captain Malik and the crew of the Vihan to harvest the only resource that matters from the giant corpses of alien gods found on the edge of human space. While other autopsy ships race to salvage the meat, minerals, and metals that sustain the human race, Malik sees an opportunity to finally break free from this system. But is Malik's obsession with the gods, will it push his crew into the darkest reaches of space, bringing them face to face with a threat unlike anything they've ever imagined? Or what if the rogue agent on their trail can stop them first? And We Only Find Them When They're Dead, #1.
From IDW Publishing, My Little Pony Transformers, #2 of 4, Sonic the Hedgehog 31, Transformers
Autobot Scare Bear Stare,
Transformers 84 Secrets and Lies 3 of 4, Over an Image It's Die 13, Moonshine #20, and On the Stump #5. But hey, you remember Sexual Gary? What was up with that guy? The brilliant Rachel Scott for Supergirl Doctor Who drew a story so crazy it had to be told, but not by Chip, who was still a big part of the whole thing. That's right, it's Sex Criminals, the Sexual Gary Special.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. An adaptation of High Fire, a novel, is in the works from Amazon and is based on the novel by Ian Colfer. Nicolas Cage is set to executive produce and voice a vodka-loving dragon, a wyvern, if you will, who is the last of his kind.
Vodka is more pleasing to the palate than golden dragon nettle honey tea.
Once known by the prestigious title of Lord Highfire, but now goes by the name of Vern, he's roughly the size of a bear, keeps to himself on an island in the swamps of Louisiana, consumes a ridiculous amount of absolute vodka, and has a healthy love for 80s cinema, with Flashdance noted as his favorite film.
All alone I've cried. Silent tears full of pride in a world made of steel, made of stone.
Oh, and did I mention that this is a kid's book?
A kid's book with an alcoholic dragon?
Look, Wonka killed at least 4 kids, and that's a children's classic.
I'll drink to that.
The project is looking for a late 2021 debut, and I cannot wait to see the story of a troubled drunk dragon trying to get through in life, especially when we learn this is a prequel to Dragon Slayer.
That can't be real. That sounds as bad as some of the other films in my cinematic oeuvre.
Keep your Vermithrax pejorative to yourself!
Arnold Schwarzenegger will star in and executive produce an untitled spy series that is expected to premiere on a streaming service soon.
Ooh, is it True Lies?
Created by the smartest show on television, Scorpion, creator Nick Santora, the hour-long series is being developed by Skydance Television and will follow the adventures of a global spy, Schwarzenegger, and his daughter.
Please tell me Elijah Dushku is available to go 5x5.
The series is expected to be shopped around shortly, and casting is underway for the role of the daughter. Santora will executive produce alongside David Ellison, Dana Goldberg, and Bill Bost.
They better have billboards for Simon's car lot throughout this thing.
Oh, yes. The action drama will be Schwarzenegger's first major venture into scripted television after a one-season role on the unscripted The Celebrity Apprentice. On the big screen, of course, he's best known for his role in the Terminator franchise as the Terminator / Guardian and as Trench in The Expendables. He's also appeared in Predator, Total Recall, Conan the Barbarian, Batman and Robin, and famously served as the Governor of California from 2003 to 2011.
Ooh, next he could do a Running Man series.
Ooh. There's absolutely no confirmation this is related to True Lies in any way at all. But it would be so cool if it was, because then when they do the bottle episode, it could be Harry finally stuck in the van.
Netflix has always stood out for many of its competitors by avoiding the whole ad-supported model since the very beginning. No matter how hard its investors beg the company to consider otherwise, they're still very much not going that route. But wait for it, a free version of the service exists now, kinda.
Well, most people using Netflix have a free version.
Netflix has decided to offer 10 of its most popular original series and movies to the nearly 200 countries where it's available right now, all entirely free of charge. But before you get too excited, it's worth noting these freebies might not necessarily include some of the binge-worthy favorites a lot of us have come to know and love from the platform. From Netflix's own page describing the freebies you get in movies, Bird Box, The Two Popes, the 2019 Adam Sandler murder mystery thing.
Yeah, 2 out of 3 in bed.
In shows, you get Stranger Things, of course, Grace and Frankie, Boss Baby, Back in Business, Our Planet, Love is Blind, When They See Us, and Elite.
That sounds kind of cool. So what is the catch? I mean, aside from the Sandler flick and Bird Box, too.
While all titles on the Netflix page are available to stream without a Netflix account, only the first episode of the shows on the page are available. And the overwhelming majority of the free library is shows. So after one episode ends, Netflix then berates you into joining its service. Hey, come watch everything on Netflix that everyone's talking about. Come on, come on.
Oh, and you only get, what, 30 minutes of the movie?
All three movies, for some reason, are available in full, though it is packaged with a 30-second ad for Netflix itself. This limited library is further confined to desktop and Android devices. For now, iOS users, sadly, are out of luck.
Apple denied? Some would say that is epic.
The company hasn't commented on how long these free samples are going to remain free. Nationwide lockdowns have padded out Netflix's user numbers by an additional 16 million. And this seems less like, hey, we're going to listen to you ad-supported, you know, sponsor people. It's more of an attempt to get the rest of the known universe to subscribe. And the best way to do that is to cast a wide Netflix.
Actress Marisol Nichols from Scream 2 and Can Hardly Wait, Bowfinger, Big Mama's House 2, 24 Teen Wolf, and the upcoming Spiral. But for the last few years, she's played Veronica's mother, Hermione Lodge, on the CW's Riverdale. But it turns out she is a secret agent.
Then she should have a number, because they take your name!
Recently, she revealed that for the past 6 years, she's been moonlighting as an undercover agent in the fight against sex trafficking and child predators.
And that's just on the set of Riverdale.
Working undercover with agents from the FBI, Operation Underground Railroad, and local law enforcement, she served as bait for sting operations both domestically and internationally.
Wait, this is real and not a movie?
Sony Pictures Television optioned the rights to the article. The project is in the early stages of development, and Nichols will executive produce and likely star in the story.
But will they be able to find enough predators in Hollywood? It doesn't matter. I'm sure that they'll all be wished well.
This is the kind of thing you can be doing, celebrities. F your Instagram.
Waze, the only GPS app that anyone ever needs, is letting users drive with Kevin Conroy, the best Batman voice ever, as their personal navigator.
Will it softly play Elfman's Batman theme as you go?
According to DC Comics and Waze's official Twitter, until October 31st, drivers will be able to select Batman the Animated Series protagonist Conroy or Batman Arkham Era Riddler Wally Wingert as their navigation voice. And even better, Waze will swap your car icon for a mini version of the Batmobile or the Riddler's Racer. And your journey also will be scored with Spotify playlists depending on the character you've chosen. You can have Drive with Batman, Drive with the Riddler, and that will feature memorable soundtrack cuts from masters like Prince, Hans Zimmer, and yes, Danny Elfman.
But not the Bat-toosie? Come on.
Since Waze knows that one of the best things about DC fandom is finding others to share your enthusiasm with, it'll show you other mini Batmobiles and racers nearby that are using the app as you drive to your destination. The new Batman experience will be available globally in English, Spanish, and Portuguese.
Yo soy de Fledermaus.
It's kind of interesting that Waze, a driving app, is willingly putting characters that are not known for being the safest drivers, and one is an actual criminal, into people's cars. Be careful out there! Because remember, you can still get a ticket for driving like a Batman out of hell. GRD is licensed under Creative Commons Attributions, non-commercial, non-derivative works, United States 3.0 license. Check us out on Facebook and on Twitter. Stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com.
This is a delightful punch to that story. Right, I like that.
I've already set this thing up. I did it yesterday, and it's great. It's just fantastic. Although, when it says, I should take the goddamn left, it seemed a bit weird. It seemed a bit weird to me. But that is
swear to me you won't stop. Swear to me!
So come join us, won't you please? Facebook, Twitter, all the various places. Drop a note, podcast, geekradiodaily.com, or tell us all about it. Text us all about it. Use the numbers.
510-GRD.
And we'll make it happen.
Make sure you wear your seatbelt, chum.
To the Batpole, Robin.
I think I'm out of witty banter.
Good night, suckers.
Anyways, tune in tomorrow for another astonishingly wondrous episode of Adam West Presents Adam West. Same Adam time, same Adam channel.
Rhonda, from a 29 to a 43, and she gave birth.
Oh. Isn't childbirth grounds for a makeup test?
It always has been.
Oh. This woman thing never fails.
Ekian, a 51 to a 74.
I guess. Oh, I am an Ekian, Grams.
All right, Eker.
Denise, no previous test score because you ditched every test, but a 38.
Honey, that's terrific.
We'll get him next time.
Kevin.
Yeah.
From a 48 to a 75.
Yeah, I'm back on the team.
Yeah.
Chainsaw. Last score was a 6. This time, 59. Monster comeback.
Hi.
And Dave, from a 26 to a 70.
I passed.
You made it.
You passed. Ooh. You passed and I failed, you asshole. How could you do that to me?
It was an accident. Take it again. I can fail. I know it.
And Pam went from a 53 to an 82.
Whoa. Oh, jeez. Was that the highest?
Well, almost. I mean, that guy who spent 6 weeks in the bathroom got a 91.